Hi, I'm Joseph McClendon III, and welcome to the Cure for the Common Life podcast. Listen, you know as well as I do that motivation, empowerment, and inspirational stories, they're all well and good, but that's not what keeps us going. That's not what's going to change your life, and that's not what's going to move the needle in your health, your wealth, your happiness, your abundance, or your ability to be able to help other people and make a difference. What keeps us going, what produces results in our lives is activity. Not action, activity. And when you can get yourself past the things that stop you and hold you back, that's when you'll thrive, and that's when you'll crush it. And I humbly offer you these tools and strategies to kick your own ass and make the changes so that you can thrive. But most of all, I'm going to give you something every single time that you can do to create a change in yourself. Life is exactly what you dare to make it, and fortune favors the bold, baby. So if you're ready, let's bold. Well, welcome, welcome, welcome. This is Joseph McClendon III, and it is my pleasure to welcome you to the Cure for the Common Life, where, as always, and as always promised, I bring you the best of the absolute best to help you go further, faster in your life and whatever it is that you do. And today is absolutely no exception. Today, I'm so excited about my guest here today. This is somebody that I have known for decades and decades and decades, and is actually my oldest friend. And he is absolutely spectacular at what he does. And I am excited to share him with you, because what he's going to talk to you about today is definitely going to, let's just say, supercharge whatever it is that you're doing. So my guest here today really needs no introduction. So I'm not going to introduce you to him. My guest is, wait for it, me. You know, my team was reminding me a couple weeks ago that my promise to you was always I was going to bring you, my mentors and my friends and people that are of interest. But I also promised you that I would share with you some of the things that I have learned and some of the things that I teach as well. So I thought today would be a good day to do that. So I'm going to talk to you today, and I want you to grab a pad and paper if you're able to do so. Otherwise, come back to this, because you're going to want to take some notes. Because today I'm going to talk to you, or tonight, whenever it is for you, I'm going to talk to you about the third piece of what I call the 60-20-20 rule of going further, faster in your life. And if you remember the 60-20-20 rule, matter of fact, if you don't remember, you can go back in the earlier podcasts and you can look it up. And I created this process, or this rule, if you will, out of, let's just say, trial and error and school of hard knocks, and my own successes, not only in my own life, but the successes that I've been able to coach and mentor and help other people do as well. Because, you know, when asked, I always ask people, do you want what you want sooner rather than later? And the answer is always a resounding yes. And I'm assuming it is that way for you as well. And in order to do that, there are shortcuts, hacks, and let's just say avenues that you can take to expedite the process instead of going through what others have gone through and taking as long as they have. It doesn't mean that you don't have to have patience. It just means that we have to do something different in order to get those results. And one of the things that I learned in my life a while ago was that there are three things that determine whether you're going to succeed at that highest level quickly, or whether you're going to dabble and sometimes even fall by the wayside. Now, remember, you've heard me talk about this before. Failure is when you quit. We all don't reach our goals as soon as we want, and we all don't have success as quickly as we want. But as long as you get back up and you keep going after it, that is progress, and you don't fail. And so, having said that, my failures in life have always resulted in regret and all of those things. But the things that I've gotten back up and gone after them, I've recognized that there are some characteristics. As they say, success leaves clues. I say he or she leaves footprints. And one of the footprints is something that I call the 60-20-20 rule. And this is what separates the people that succeed at the highest level and quickly from the masses. And the first two steps are, it's 60% psychology. I'm just going to give you a crash course in this so that the third piece will make sense. And the first piece, as I said, is psychology. Psychology is just simply a big word for the deep beliefs that we have about ourselves, about other people, and about the world around us. said differently, if you believe that you're a good person, you're a great person, you're a lucky person, that the ball always bounces in your favor, that you are a winner and all those things, and you have those types of beliefs about yourself, that you're healthy and that you're happy and all those things, then guess what? As a result of those beliefs and the chemical storm that your body releases, I call it awesome sauce, then you will go further faster. You'll do things more. You'll get up earlier. You'll stay up later. You'll do the things that other people, that somebody that has a belief that they're a loser or that they are too fat or they're too lazy or whatever. Those beliefs will determine what we're going to do. And what we do will determine what we get. And then the second thing is our beliefs about other people. If we believe that other people are good and will help you and are there to, you should be kind to them and things like that, then you will perform better. And as a result of that belief, obviously you'll go further faster. Conversely, if you believe that people are mean and are out to stab you in the back and people are bad in general, then you're going to feel that way. And as a result of that feeling, you won't perform better. And as a result of that performance, you won't get. And then lastly, the world around us, the environment that we're in. Obviously, if you have a negative belief about the environment, then, you know, the writing's on the wall and so on and so forth. So that's kind of a crash course on the 60%, the largest piece. And it is the largest piece because, you know, in my line of work as a neuropsychologist, that's where I approach people first, is to help them change their psychology. And obviously, there's plenty of that information in the archives of The Cure for the Common Life, or you can follow me in any of the other the outlets that I have, social media or anything, and I talk about this a lot. The second piece is energy. And when I say energy, I don't mean get up and go and, you know, that kind of thing. I'm talking about what it takes to get up and go and to do those things. And that is, when I say energy, I mean electricity, the actual electricity that you generate within yourself. And there's a couple ways that we generate more, and there's a couple ways that we generate less. We generate more by, obviously, the intake that we have, the food that we eat, the thoughts that we think, the moves that we make, you know, all of those things. That is the, or all the things that we ingest, that will make a difference, but also how we move our bodies and the thoughts that we think will also determine the level of energy. Where we put our focus grows our energy or shrinks our energy. And then as a result of that energy, that we feel a certain way. And if we feel a certain way, then we will result. We will perform. And if we perform a certain way, then we'll get the results. It is always think, feel, do. That's the way we function. Lastly, and again, those two things, again, there's a lot of information about those things, but if you didn't know anything about that and you didn't care about those things, the third piece is the one that allows you to tap into the let's just say unseen forces that are around all the time, not some of the time, not most of the time, all of the time, and they are at your disposal to assist you in going further, faster. What do I mean by that? If you look around, the things that are, let's just say, even the most important thing to you, you can't see. Oxygen. You can't see it, but it's there. It's around you. And it's happening not some of the time, not most of the time, all of the time. But there are other forces that help you as well. Obviously, oxygen helps you, air helps you because you got to breathe. That is the most important thing that you do. But what if there was another force that is around that is there to aid you and is working all the time in assisting you in going further, faster? And that is this. The third thing, the third piece of that triad of the further, faster 60-20-20 rule is, by the way, it was 60% psychology, 20% energy, and 20% magnetism. Magnetism. I'll tell you what I mean by that here in a second. But again, this is an unseen force that's going on all the time. Magnetism is what holds your feet on the ground and holds everything tight to the earth. There's an unseen force. The earth is a huge magnet, and it draws us to it the entire time. You can't see it, but it's always working. Well, guess what? Not to put too fine a point on it, you can utilize that to bring situations, circumstances, and even material things into your life. And this is the reason why we all know people that the ball seems to bounce in their favor. They seem to be lucky. They seem to have things more. Things seem to happen quicker, easier, faster for them than other people. But here's what we're forgetting. It happens for us as well. And by the way, those people don't always know what they're doing. They just have a psychology that they believe that that's the way it's going to be you know, I heard a little while ago, I thought this was pretty comical. Dave Chappelle, you know, the famous comedian, was talking about he was with Kanye West, who, you know, regardless of what you think about either of these people, the point that I want to make is a great point. And he said Kanye West was on the phone with somebody, and Dave didn't know what he was talking about, but Kanye West, you know, put together some big deal on the phone and said, yeah, okay, well, let's do this. You know, I'll fly out tomorrow. We'll do this. We'll do that, blah, blah, blah. And whoever he was talking to was somebody that was huge and blah, blah, blah. And when he hung the phone up, Dave said, wow, who was that? And of course, Kanye West, and by the way, I may not have this story absolutely accurate. Kanye said, yeah, that was so on and so forth. And he goes, that is amazing. How do you do that? And Kanye's response was, because my life is dope and I do dope things. And in that statement, he tells his belief about himself, about other people, and about the way that's his psychology. His life is dope. It's just, that's the way that I am. And because he has that belief, you know, the guy, regardless of what you think about him, you know, he's got kind of a different life and things seem to bounce in his favor. And so what he's doing in that moment is he is employing something called magnetism. Things flow to him. You know, his life is dope. And all of us want to have an even more dope than life than we already have. And what I'm saying is the first step is to always recognize that you already have. And what I mean by that is this. How many times have you ever been driving down the street and you get all green lights? Or you pull into a parking space and there's a parking space right up front for you. Or you're thinking about somebody and the phone rings and it's them. These things happen over and over and over again as evidence that it's already working. Your job, and what I'm going to share with you today, is to enhance it and make it happen more often. Said differently, is to become more of a magnet yourself. Now, this is not unicorns. And this is not crystals and rainbows. This is real deal stuff. Now, you may or may not know this, but for 7 years, I taught at the University of Southern California. And I taught to the Griffin Commons Center to engineers and managers. And these were people that were in the private sector mostly. Only about 25%, maybe 15% of my students were undergrads, meaning, you know, young students. The rest of them were from places like Jet Propulsion Laboratory and NASA. You know, these were literal rocket scientists. And the reason I share that with you is because these ladies and gentlemen were smarter than you could, they were way smarter than me. And they questioned everything. They're engineers. And so everything that I taught to them, I had to come correct with facts. And so I couldn't, even this that I'm talking about now, I couldn't talk to them about, you know, there's this unseen force and so on and so forth. I had to give them facts. And so everything that I talk to you about right now is rooted in absolute hardcore scientific fact to the point. Now, you can't see me right now, but I have two magnets. And these two magnets, all I'm going to say is they're very strong, they're very powerful. And when you use these two magnets, they're always working. They don't work some of the time, not most of the time, but all the time. But here's the question that I might ask you. And the question is, what are magnets attracted to the most? What do they work the best on? The answer is another magnet, other magnets. Now, most people say, well, to steel or iron, and that is true. But they work best and they attract better and quicker and faster to another magnet. Why? Because that other magnet is pulling as well. But here's the deal. If you flip those magnets over, flip one of them over, then it pushes the other magnet away. Now, this is not a metaphor. It's real. Follow me on this. Every single thing on the planet is made of the same stuff. Of the same stuff. Now, how do you make a magnet? You take iron and you bombard it with something called electrons. You bombard it with electrons, and once you bombard it with enough electrons, that thing becomes a magnet. That's it. So said differently, you bombard it with what? Electricity. What is the 20% energy? Electricity. Now, if you go to the smallest particles on the planet, subatomic particles, what you'll find are neutrons, protons, and wait for it, electrons. And that is the substance of the universe. And that is the substance of everything. It's in oxygen. It is in things that you can see and what you can't see. It's in a rock. It's in everything. Neutrons, protons, and electrons. Said differently, electrons are in everything. said differently. If we're all made of the same stuff, then you're made of the same stuff that a block of iron is. Just because you got flesh, squishy flesh, doesn't mean that you're that at a subatomic level, you're the same stuff. And the way physics work is it works for everything, not some things, everything. And so if you're made of the same stuff, stay with me on this. If you're made of the same stuff, and the same stuff is electrons, protons, and neutrons, then if you increase the electrons in you, then guess what? You become more of a magnet. But here's the cool thing. Now, that should be obvious, you know. But yeah, and by the way, you can do that with very simple. I'm going to give you a couple simple things, because remember, I'm not always about just telling you something. I want to show you. I'm going to give you something to do to get the result that I'm talking about here. But you can increase your own magnetism through your thoughts, your desires, the movements that you make, and the words that you speak. That's it, the three things. Thoughts we think, moves we make, words we speak. And let me give you a perfect example. It's my age-old example that I use all the time, but it is just a fact, and you cannot deny it. Have you ever been sitting in your car, and you feel somebody looking at you? And you look over, and sure enough, there they are, bug eyes looking at you. Or have you ever been sitting in your car, and you see maybe an attractive person or an interesting person, and you look at that person, and they feel you looking at them, and they catch you? The answer is yes with all of them. In that moment, you are employing magnetism. You are employing what already works, because here's what happens. Now, follow me on this. Stay with me. When you put your attention and intention on somebody else, that's just thought, focus. You look at somebody. Remember, thought, thoughts we think, moves we make, and the words we speak create more energy and electricity inside us, magnetize us more. So when you put your intention and attention on another person, and by the way, I'm using a person as an example, but it is synonymous with everything else on the planet. Why? Because everything else on the planet is made of the same stuff. Follow me? So when you put your attention and intention on somebody else, four things happen. Number one, your energy, your electromagnetic energy grows. You can see this. You go to YouTube and look up Carillion photography, and you'll see it grows and wanes. When you get outside of yourself and you look at something, you want something, you put your attention, your focus on something else, you have no choice. It's automatic. It grows. The second thing that happens is that individual or that thing feels it, senses it. And as soon as they do, guess what happens to their intention and attention? It goes in that direction. And guess what happens to them? The third thing is their electromagnetic energy grows. See? Yours grows. They feel it. Theirs grows. The third thing that happens is because now they're both magnets, they are drawn towards each other, which is why you look in that direction. You actually physically move in that direction. Let me repeat myself just so you get it. When you put your attention and intention on something or somebody else, four things happen. Number one, your electromagnetic energy. What kind of energy? Electromagnetic energy. Your energy, your electricity grows. Your electrons activate and you pulsate. You emit electricity, energy. The second thing that happens is that which you put your attention on feels it, senses it, and causes it to do exactly the same thing. It grows as well. And the fourth thing that happens, you become drawn towards each other. It is the reason why you can think of somebody and the phone will ring, it'll be them. It is the reason why, like I said, unseen forces happen. Now, there's so much more I can teach about this. And by the way, I'm going to leave in the comments here, you can go check out a system that I have called the Magnetic Megapreneur, and you can learn how to do all of this stuff further than what I'm going to teach you here. But what happens is this, as you go through your life, and you deliberately put your attention and intention on certain things, and you move your body. I'm going to tell you right now, just put a smile on your face while you think about it. You do the more of it, and you move your body while you do it, and you speak about it. You talk about it. You read your goals. You read what you want out loud. Then you are literally fortifying that naturally causing phenomenon called magnetism. It is the third thing, and it has been my secret weapon for years and years. I am that guy that people go, well, Joseph, you're so lucky. Joseph, you're this. No, I'm not. You know, one time in my life, I was homeless. I lived in a cardboard box. That ain't so lucky. I've had some terrible things happen in my life through time as well that I wouldn't wish on anybody. So bad things happen to me as well. And I will say that a lot of good things happen as well. And a lot of things happen that I've created in my life. I'm just give you some real quick lineage of what brings me to this point and why I'm so passionate about this and why I share this. I learned the beginnings of this when I was 19 years old, and I learned the beginnings of it from Napoleon Hill. It's in the book, Think and Grow Rich. He says in the very beginning, he says, I have a secret. By the way, that is where the movie The Secret came from. And by the way, just so you know, this is not the laws of attraction. Laws of attraction are a very real thing, but they are one of the 21 immutable laws of magnetism. That's not everything, because the laws of attraction just say, okay, if I desire something, then you know, as I think it, then it moves towards me. Well, what? Let me ask you a question. Have you ever sabotaged yourself? Have you ever wanted something and all you had to do was get off your ass the next morning and get up and go do something and you get it, but you didn't do it? Diet, you know, create more money, create a business. That is the polarity switch, because you don't understand how to switch your psychology. And so I learned it then. I started doing it. And through my life, I have benefited from that. So you've heard this, the examples that I use was my first endeavor after I was homeless was I wanted to buy a house to live in. And though I got a place to rent, I bought a house very shortly after that. But how I bought it was, I took a course. I saved up some money and I took a course from a guy named Robert Allen. Some of you may know of Robert Allen. Robert Allen was one of the first guys back in the 80s that taught people how to flip houses. He had this course called Nothing Down, and he would teach you how to buy houses for no money down and flip houses. Well, I went to the course. There were over 300 people in that course. Long story short, out of the 300 people, I was the only person that bought any more than two houses in less than a year and a half. I bought 26 houses for no money down, by the way. And it wasn't because I was so smart. It wasn't because I worked harder than anybody else, although I will say that I did in my share of work. But it was because I had this 60-20-20 rule. Now, I call it that now, but I didn't know what it was back then. I just kind of went through the steps. Second thing that I did was I wanted to be a musician. Some of you know this. In 1990, I signed a deal with CBS Records. I made some records. I did, made a bunch of recordings and things like that. And I don't have to remind you of how many people, whether it's real estate or music, how many people try to do that but fall by the wayside. And I got that deal, not because I'm so smart, not because I'm so cute, and not because I worked hard. And certainly wasn't because I was the best musician. That was not the case, but it was because I used this formula. Third thing that I wanted to do was I wanted to make some residual money. So I joined a network marketing company, and the name of the company is, and the product is irrelevant, but I joined the company, and in less than 2 years, I rose to the top of that company's what they had was these different levels that you reach. So I got to the top of that and got a six-figure income, which I still enjoy today. And by the way, I retired from that shortly after that. I haven't done that in almost 15 years now. The amount of people who succeeded that, very, 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 very small. Next thing I wanted to do is I wanted to be an author. I wanted to write a book that would change people's lives. My very first book was a New York Times bestseller. It's called Unlimited Power of Black Choice. And I don't have to remind you how many people even try to write a book and they don't write a book. And it wasn't because I was such a great author. It's because I knew this formula. And then obviously, some of you know me from being a psychologist, and I wanted to be a speaker and I wanted to present and I wanted to help a lot of people. And to date, well over 3 million people. We say 3 million people, but it's actually close to 5 million people now. And I say all those things not to brag or to boast, but I say them because there is that system, that process, if you will. And once you realize it, once you realize and you understand it, you have the psychology that you are just one big magnet. You're just like everything else. You're just like this earth. Then it allows you to have more drive and more pull to go after the things that you want. And you start to notice things happening. And so, my dear friend, I'm going to give you something to do. And it's something that I want you to do. It's actually three things. And if you do them, you'll start to work on yourself unconsciously, because it is the unconscious mind that helps you do things. And remember that the biggest piece of it is your intention and attention, meaning the amount of time that you spend not just looking at, but feeling and speaking about and having emotion about what you want is just like looking at that person in the car. You're not only magnetizing yourself, you're magnetizing it as well. And so there's lots of other pieces to help you change your psychology. But if you just do this that I'm going to tell you to do, it'll change everything. First off, number one, I want you to write down whatever it is that you want, whatever it is that you desire. Just write it. Whether you believe you can get it or not, it is irrelevant. Just write it down. You might write down if it's money. You might write down, you know, on or before November 6, 2021 or 2022, I have in my possession $150,000 in my savings account and $20,000 a month that comes in residually without the same effort. Well, whatever you want to write. Now, remember, don't even worry about whether you believe you're going to get it or not. That's not the point. And by the way, if November 6th comes around 2022 and you don't have $100,000 in the bank or $20,000 a month, but you have $20,000 in the bank and you're making, you know, $5,000 a month residually, is that a step forward? The answer is yes. Anything in between what you want and what you have right now is progress. And I'll tell you more about that and how to enhance that so you actually do hit those goals. And by the way, that's all I would do is number one, write down exactly what I wanted to do. Now, the second step is read it out loud as often as possible. At the very least, when you wake up in the morning and right before you go to sleep, okay? Read it out loud. Why? Because as you read it, you're speaking it. And those words literally have energy and they go out in the world and find what you want and say, hey, come over here. Last thing I want you to do is when you wake up in the morning. And by the way, there's two steps to this. I say when you go to sleep and when you wake up in the morning. Before you go to sleep, I want you to read it out loud. Use your imagination. Get happy about it. Put a smile on your face. Because what you're doing is you're actually programming your nervous system. You're programming your brain to dream about it unconsciously at night. It works wonders. Do this for 10 days. I just want you to try it for 10 days. Last thing is when you get up in the morning, I want you to do the same thing. Put a big smile on your face, dream, read about your dreams, goals, and desires. The more time you spend on those things, the more you're telling the universe that your arms and your hands are outstretched to be delivered to what you want. Now, having said all of that, am I guaranteeing that you're going to get everything that you want when you want it? The answer is absolutely no, I cannot do that. Nor do I claim to be able to do that. But what I am saying is you're going to stack the deck in your favor to do that. Because the majority of people, the masses, allow that energy to be manipulated by television, social media, and all those other things. Thank God for you. You're doing something like you're doing right now, which is listening to me on a podcast. But most people, they don't do that. Most people's lives are consumed in being manipulated by the media and by other forms of entertainment that keep us away. You, on the other hand, if you take the time to invest in yourself through your focus, through your intentions and things like that, then guess what? Then you are actually stacking the deck in your favor for what you want. I'm sure you can figure this out by now. Now, you will find in the comments here, you can get more information on this, something that I call the Magnetic Megapreneur, where I go into much more detail and much more processes that you can do as well, because it's the process that produces the results. But in the meantime, listen, I want to thank you so much for this. And as always, please like and share this with other people and share this as though, you know, so I'm not looking for the credit. Remember what I said, it's what we say, what we speak, and how we move our bodies that electrify us. And so you can just share, you know, here's what I learned, or, you know, let's have this conversation about that. It is better than a conversation about, you know, what movie star, you know, OD'd on whatever, or whatever. Start having those conversations, because as you speak it, you seek it. And as you speak it, it seeks you as well. So get out there and do that. And remember, lastly, that life is exactly what you dare to make it. Fortune favors the bold. Please follow me on Instagram. I am Joseph McClendon on Instagram or Facebook. I'm Joseph McClendon. Like, share, and remember, life is exactly what you dare to make it, and fortune favors the bold, baby. So boldly step up and dare to make your life magnificent. I'm Joseph McClendon III, and this has been The Cure for the Common Life. I'm out.
Hey, thanks for listening to this episode of The Cure for the Common Life podcast. If you enjoyed what you heard, please share it with a friend. And if you haven't already, subscribe, rate, and review it on your favorite podcast player. And if you have any questions or comments or any topic ideas you might want to be a guest on my show, you can reach me directly at josephmcclendon.com. Thanks for listening, and I'll see you at the top.